Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path 33-6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 53-8 at this illumination and otter energy. And it's interesting because this is sort of the opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to energies. We have otter energy, which is all about playfulness and, you know, not taking things too serious, not taking life too serious, no matter what happens, finding your joy through the process. Even, you know, through the chaos or the challenges, still connecting or being able to connect to your inner child and to maintain optimism and idealism and not becoming too cynical in the process. And I would say that that's such beautiful energy for the 33-6 to keep in mind throughout this journey of life is otter energy, because, you know, it would be very easy through a lot of the sort of very challenging experiences that the 33-6 has to move through in life, which we all do, but you know, for 33-6, it's just a different journey. And you know, it would be very easy for a 33-6 to become very cynical, to lose hope, to lose that sense of play, of imagination, of childhood wonder, so to speak, right? And to continue to find your joy through those very intense, challenging experiences. So I think that this, you know, this eclipse is bringing in an opportunity, or will bring in opportunities for you to move through some things where you can sort of challenge yourself to not bypass it, not suppress it, not, you know, ignore the very real experience you're moving through, but to challenge yourself to find ways to find the beauty within the experience, right? There's always some kind of beauty that we can extract from every single experience that we move through, no matter how challenging. There's always some kind of wisdom and beauty and, you know, something we can pull from that, some level of hope, some level of optimism. And so the otter sort of is challenging you to do that and to continue to do that, to find time for play, to find time to use your imagination, to flex that muscle, to connect with your inner child, to nurture your inner child, to let your inner child sort of dictate your day, right? Like maybe you need a day just of play, just of setting down the burdens and just doing whatever lights you up that puts you in spirit. You may find that you have opportunities to potentially do that over the next 6 months. And it's a great practice to, you know, it's exactly that, a practice, like to continue to do and to find ways to continue to connect to your joy. I mean, you're a 33, right? So double threes. This is all about your inner child and creativity and finding your joy and expressing that joy. And that can be really difficult when you're moving through challenging experiences. But that's part of it, right? That's finding the ways to do that. And when you find ways to do that, you become sort of that inspiration or that spiritual leader for others, leading by example, right? Where you are showcasing, okay, even when I move through this incredibly challenging experience, I still am able to find my joy. And it's not lip service. It's not saying like, yeah, I found my joy. It's truly, truly being able to find that beautiful harmony and balance through, you know, finding that light within the darkness. Which obviously brings the change and the transformation and the evolution. But otter coming through, I think, is very significant because I think that play and that imagination and that finding your joy is going to be important over the next 6 months for you all because you're working with this 53-8 cycle. So you could see sudden events take place that requires you to find and use your courage, right? Like tap into your courage and to use your discernment. to not be too hasty when it comes to making decisions, but to use your discernment in making those decisions so that whatever decision you make feels good for you, feels right for you in that moment. It could change down the road, but right now it's about how it feels for you, you know, following your intuition, but also what life is presenting you. So use your discernment. This is not a time to be easily influenced by others. This is definitely a time to stand in your power and to assert yourself and to share your expertise in whatever way feels good for you. But you could find over the next 6 months sort of intense situations surface that have to do with others. So connections, you know, I always say people are our greatest teachers, whether it's a good connection or one that's not so comfortable. They always have something to teach us. The other person, the soul knows what it's doing, right? Our souls signed up to teach each other things in this lifetime, in this human, you know, human experience. So you could find over the next 6 months that there are some intense situations that you weren't expecting that come from others. And what I would say is keep your emotions in check. Don't let your emotions or reactivity sort of drive your actions, because what can happen there is it can create separation, right? In the heat of the moment, we can say or do things that we don't mean or that we sort of regret later on. And it can be difficult to check yourself in the moment, especially when it's heated. And I would say if intense situations occur over the next 6 months, well, I would say anytime, but definitely over the next 6 months, because there's a lot of potency. There's a lot of fire energy with this eclipse. We have a solar eclipse. It's happening in the sign of Aries. And so there's a lot of intensity here, and it's a new moon. So this is like new initiations, new starts, new perspectives type of thing. So in suddenness, right? Like a bit of impulsivity thrown in there. I mean, you have Aries, which is driven by Mars, which is the god of war, right? So this is a very intense, or has the potential to be a very intense solar eclipse. But it's how we work with that intensity that makes the difference. And so again, I would say, keep your emotions in check. If you have to excuse yourself from a situation in order to sort of gather your thoughts and your emotions, do that. This is definitely a time for standing in your power and asserting yourself, but doing it in a way that feels good, right? With integrity. I would also say, as much as possible, use reason to sort of act justly, right? Instead of letting your emotions drive your actions, allow reason to sort of drive your actions so that you can act in a way that is just, right? That is fair for not only you, but all involved. And that sounds easy, right? But it's easier said than done. And so again, challenges could arise suddenly at this time. And so your job is to deal with them wisely. You know, and just know that whatever you encounter over the next 6 months, anything can be managed. Anything can be managed. It's how we choose to manage it that makes the difference and that determines the experience that we have. Just keep in mind, troubles come and go. That's the journey of life. Troubles come in and they go. And it's how we move through those experiences that makes the difference. It's what makes us who we are, really, right? In this human experience. So through this journey of the next 6 months, just be open to what presents. Know that you have the power to manage whatever presents, but you can do it in a way that feels good and that serves the highest good of self and the highest good of all involved. And I would even challenge you to find ways to do it joyfully, to find your joy through the process, to find the beauty within the process, no matter how challenging it may be. And you will overcome it. You will be successful. You will find ways to manage it. So, you know, I hope it's a good one. I do think that this will be a transformative period. But again, I feel like I say that every time for 33s. So take it for what it's worth. But I hope it's a great one. Take care, 33s. Bye for now.